Good morning, Rabbi Isai. Yom Aleph, it's Sunday morning. Parshas Miketz, Tavshin Pei Beis. And maybe more importantly, it's Chaf Dalet Kislev Erev Chanukah. Let's swing into the spirit of Chanukah. We're going to discuss something which is not immediately Negeah. It's going to be Negeah more towards the end of Chanukah. And that is the famous question of Maitzei Shabbos Chanukah. What is the procedure? Does one make Havdalah and then light Ner Chanukah? Or does one light Ner Chanukah and then recite Havdalah? I'm sure this is a question everybody has heard about in the past. Let's try to focus in a little bit on the Makaris, on the sources over here. Just to give an overview, the Tzura of the discussion is going to be, there's an opinion which is mentioned in Shulchan Aruch, which we'll see the Tumas HaDeshah's opinion. Then the Taz comes to vehemently disagree with the Shulchan Aruch, and it's a very, very long Taz, which I just basically just highlighted a few main points of the Taz, because it's really a little too long to go through. And then some of the other Achrayim offer a rebuttal on the Taz's argument, namely the Elyu Rabbah, and that's where we remain. You have the Shulchan Aruch, and then the Taz who disagrees. We'll see what the Taz's rayas are against the Shulchan Aruch, and have the Elyu Rabbah proceeds to refute those rayas. Now, the Shulchan Aruch, again, I've mentioned, is based on a Trumas HaDeshen, which is in Simen Samach, and the question was posed over here as follows, and we've mentioned in the past that the questions in the Trumas HaDeshen are not real questions. He himself wrote the questions in order just to write the answers. They weren't posed by actual people who had these questions. So the question was like this: Simen Samach, kishemevarchim svira b'leil Shabbos or b'leil yontif b'beis hakneses. So when it comes Friday night, or leil yontif, I presume would mean the second night of Pesach, or shvi'i shel Pesach and achron shel Pesach, where you have a yontif, where there is a mitzvah of svira segment, right? There are three possible nights. So, the meaning of old, you could still find it in some places, of Aaron Gertz, you could find it in Gavul Yavitz, that they make Kiddush b'beis HaKnesses. This was an institution that was created because of Arachim, there were guests who did not have a home to go to hear Kiddush at home, so they would make Kiddush in the beis HaKnesses, and Havdalah as well, we'll see soon. They mean Havdalah in the beis HaKnesses as well. And so the question was posed, what should be the Seder HaTefillah? Should they first make Kiddush and then say Sfiras HaOmer? Or should they say Sfiras HaOmer and then make Kiddush? So look at the response of the Trumas HaDeshen, and from there, we'll go into Ner Chanukah. Yireh, it seems to me, says the Trumas HaDeshen, the Mevarchin, the Seifrin La'achar Kiddush, that you make the Bracha and the Mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer after Kiddush. And even though Nagu b'Maitzoi Shabbos b'Yontif on Maitzoi Shabbos and Yontif l'Varech v'Lispar Kaidem Avdolah, just the opposite. When it comes to Maitzoi Shabbos, there you make Sfira, there you count Sfira before Avdolah. But here, what's he saying? You should count Sfira after Kiddush. So the Sfira come first, or the Sfira come second? He says, no. Hasam Haynu Taima. There by Avdolah, the reason is Mishum Da Afuke Yoima Ma'acharina. The departure of Shabbos, we try to delay the departure of Shabbos. Kida Amrino and Beperek Avi Pesachim, which we'll see the Gemara in a minute, what the Makar of this Trumas HaDeshen is, like we find in the Gemara in Pesachim. So before we get to Chanukah, so he's saying that since there's an idea of delaying the departure of Shabbos, we want to show that we love Shabbos. So if there's a choice, should we count Sfira first, or should we make Havdalah first? We'll count Sfira first. Why? In order that, not because Sfira is supposed to be first. The reason why we're doing it is in order that Havdalah should be second. That's the idea. Not that Sfira takes precedence. The idea is that Havdalah, we're trying to delay the reciting of Havdalah as much as we can. It doesn't mean that, you should wait till Havdalah till 12 o'clock at night. It means if you have two mitzvahs, two things in front of you, and you have to choose which one to do first, so there's an idea that we want to sort of display that we love Shabbos, and we'll delay Shabbos, the departure of Shabbos, for the second item on the list.
Even though you said Atocha Nantanu.
Even though you said Atocha Nantanu, correct, yes. The Havdalah al-Hakais is what we want to delay. Now, we mentioned this, I think, in one of the previous weeks, that even though you said Atachen Antanu, you still make Havdol Ala Kais.
Yeah, but you, right? But you already say goodbye to Shabbos.
What does that mean?
You're allowed to do
Melacha. What? You're saying that it means you're allowed to do Melacha. So, 1 second, you're going to have to hold on to that question, okay? Don't get a stomachache while you're holding on to it, but hold on to it for a minute because it's going to be very relevant to the discussion of Ner Chanukah. But hold, it's a very important question. And that's why it says Minhagim from the Maril, the Madlikin de Chanukah Beveis HaKnesses. So when it comes to Chanukah, also, should we light Ner Chanukah first? Again, he's still in the Beis HaKnesses. Should you light Ner Chanukah or should you make Havdalah in the Beis HaKnesses? He says light Ner Chanukah. Why? Kedei la'achure afuka yoyim, in order to delay the departure of Shabbos. Olakach mehai time magufa, and therefore for that very same reason, soifrim achar kiddush. When it comes to before, to the beginning of Shabbos, we count sfira after kiddush. Why? Kedei la'haktim iyu layoyim. For the very same reason that we want to delay the departure of Shabbos, we also want to accept Shabbos. Really sure that we're eager to accept Shabbos, and therefore if you have to first do kiddush, if you have a question of Kiddush or Sfir Sa'imer, you do Kiddush first to show, let's first bring in Shabbos, and then you'll do the mitzvah of Sfir Sa'imer. Meaning, aside from this reason, it seems like these are two equal mitzvahs. So you could really go either way. You could do this one first, you could do the other one first. So since there is no real Seder, Memela, we would want to display our eagerness to be Mekabel Shabbos. Doesn't mean, of course, we're here literally Kabbalah Shabbos, because again, you Mekabel Shabbos before you make Kiddush. You Mekabel Shabbos by by Ms. Mashir, depending on what time it was. But Yom Kippur Shabbos is already earlier. It's already nighttime already. What? You said, I have to get out. No, I said, but Yom Kabbalah of Shabbos, you certainly accepted Shabbos. Correct? Correct. You certainly, with the United Yates and the mitzvah of Kiddush in
that's a question, right?
That is, correct. I'm saying, but there is Kiddush ala Kais. There is Kiddush ala Kais. And you're right. That could be that Yom Kippur Kiddush midaraisa, at least in davening. But certainly, this is not Kabbalah Shabbos. But the idea being, that you want to show that we're looking to be Mekabel Shabbos, so that idea will give Kiddush precedence over Sfir Sa'im. Obviously, Ner Chanukah is not relevant to that discussion of, because it's already night and you have to light Ner Chanukah, Nibbo'idim on Erev Shabbos. So again, you see
Shabbos,
here,
let's see in a certain climate where make an early Shabbos.
No, but again, you still have to light Ner Chanukah before you Mekabel Shabbos, because you can't be Malik once it's Shabbos. I don't think there is such a hechetimtzu because that's already a contradiction. Once you're holding in a twilight zone where it's partially Shabbos and there's an issur melacha, it wouldn't be possible to be madlik near Shabbos. Let's hold off in that second. This is leading us already into another issue, which I want to hold off on for a second. I just want to highlight something that the Tumas Hadeshin is saying. There's clearly a correlation between the beginning of Shabbos and the end of Shabbos. The same idea he applies in two ways. Meaning, there's an idea at the end of Shabbos, afuka yeme machrina, and he says, and Melo, the same thing applies in the beginning of Shabbos, iyula yeme machtamina, we try to bring Shabbos in early, or at least show that we're trying to get to the inyonim of Shabbos right away, that we're excited to have Shabbos. So it works both ways. Again, regarding Ner Chanukah, seemingly only it applies at the end of Shabbos. But again, this is the concept of something taking precedence because we want to be mechabev Shabbos, it manifests itself in two ways. At the end of Shabbos, we'll always push off Havdalah because we want to hold on to Shabbos afuka yema machrinon. And at the beginning of Shabbos, we'll always say to be makdim kiddush, which is the acceptance of Shabbos, or being mekadesh, showing that Shabbos, we're excited to have Shabbos. So that will always go before other mitzvahs, which happen to come up right at the beginning of the day, like Sfir Sa'im. Okay, now let's see, where did the Tumas Hadeshin get this idea from? So we'll see the Gemara and Daf Kuf Hei Amud Beis in Psachim, which says as follows. Vatanya, the Gemara is asking a question over here on the concept of Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita, which means that we know when it comes to Zman of a Mitzvah, even if there are other mitzvahs to take care of at the moment, not at the moment, meaning there are other mitzvahs that you have an opportunity to do, but if this mitzvah, this is the Zman of the mitzvah, that mitzvah will take precedence. Why? Because Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita, if this is a special Zman of the mitzvah, so the other mitzvahs which you can do later, push it off. I'll get back to that later. And this mitzvah, which is miyuchet to this man, let's take care of it first. Now, Fretik Marazi, Vahatanya, is that true that we always say the rule of Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita? Vahatanya, it says in the Braisa, Hanichnas Lebeisai B'Moitzai Shabbos. Someone comes into the house, Mevorech Al Hayayin, he makes a Hagofen, Val Amar, Val Absalim, and I know that that's inconsistent with the way that we make Havdalah, because we make b'samim before Mo'er, before Bayer Mo'er Eish. V'achar kach omer havdolah alakos. And then, last but not least, is the actual bracha of havdolah, mavda b'kodesh l'chol. Now, says the Gemara, v'im ein le'elakos echad. Let's say a person only has one cup of wine left. What's the problem? You only need one cup for havdolah, but you also need a kais for benching. Menichoy ad la'achar ha'mazayin. You wait until after benching. Umishal shalon kula ma'achrav. So what that means is that, again, you still remain with the original seder. You make bare mare, you make besami, make havdala, and then you bench. And then you bench. And after benching, you use the same cup of wine for everything. You make the bracha, and then havdala, baruch atah Hashem lekeinu melech ha'mazon ha'olam, through the end of benching, and then the bracha goes on, the kais will pater both the benching and the havdala.
Which siddur is this?
This is Shal Shittus, I presume.
Shal Shittus?
I presume. Because the idea is that he knew that he only has one kais. So he waited. You want to say he means Mavamalka? Mavamalka means. He doesn't mean Shal Shittus. Okay?
Are you allowed to?
So I mean, a person should wait. Say, how could you eat before? You can't eat before havdala. That I'm not sure that he's talking about that. You can't eat before Abdul. I'm sorry, I made a mistake. What the Gemara is saying is Mishashal Kum Biacha means that first you bench. That's what I think he means. Shal Shudas. You bench first. That's the Gemara's whole kasha. First you bench till the end of benching. Then you start Abdullah, all while holding the same kais. And that's what it means that you roll it all into one. That's what the Gemara's kasha. V'loy aminu chavim mitzvah b'shaita. One second. When I come home, it's the end of Shabbos. Which one is first? Havdalah is first. Why? Because that's chavim mitzvah. You can bench at any time. There's no mitzvah b'shaita. There's no zman. You don't say 8 o'clock is time to bench. Yeah, at a certain point, benching expires. You got to make sure to bench before before you feel empty again. You have to still bench while you feel full. That's true. There is a zman, that zman of equal. But there's no time on the clock that you bench. Havdalah has a time on the clock. So if you come home, it's time for Havdalah. Chaviyu mitzvah b'shaita. So why do you bench first?
Would he eat shal shittus? Would he eat shal shittus in the house?
Well, I'm going to have you 1 second. I'm going to have you mitzvah b'shaita. You're not right. The Gemara's kasha is if. Oh, you say you didn't even eat yet. You're first going to sit down to eat now. So that's, I don't know how it's going to work. How are you going to eat before Avdol? I don't know. The Gemara is asking, come out that you're going to sit down to Suda now, and then you're going to bench, and then you're going to make Avdol. 1 second. The first order of the day would be Avdolah. Why? Because Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita. So what does the Gemara say? V'loi amina Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita. And for the Gemara. Amalei, anolei chakima ano, v'loi chazo ano, v'loi yichido ano. The different, elo, gamayin of sadayin ano. There's a question, I don't want to get into this, there's a machlokes Yerushalmi, what these words in the Gemara mean. He's coming to say the following statement. He was saying that I'm not a machadish, I only am mekabel what I know. He was mesadeh the halachas that he was mekabel in the Beis Medrash. V'chein mor bebe midrasha, kavasi, shani lon, ben iyula yoyma, la'afuka yoyma. Iyula yoyma, when the day begins of Shabbos, kol kama de makamina le'odif. It's always better to start early. Why? Because that shows the chiba of Shabbos. When we leave Shabbos, we always try to delay the departure of Shabbos. Ketuna should not appear like a burden. Ketuna is something that you carry on your back, a burden. So we always want to show that Shabbos is not a burden. We're not running to make Havdalah and get out of Shabbos. I know today it's maybe an area which is a little weakened. People are in a rush once a Shabbos to get... the first man and to get to check emails or whatever it is. But the Gemara says there's an Indian that Shabbos should not look like a masa. And a person should try to leave Shabbos benachas, not in a rush. He shouldn't rush out of Shabbos. And therefore, we'll push off Havdalah, even if Havdalah was Chaviv Mitzvah B'Shaita, which would suggest that it should be first. But no, since we have a consideration of Afuka Yema Machrinon, we're going to delay Havdalah until the end. So you'll bench first and then make Havdalah. So this is the Makar. That's the Gemara in Pesachim is referring to. And really there's another Makar as well that the Rashbam a little earlier in Pesachim also discusses this idea of...
in a place of Shabbos? Why the Molly Box on Tavinus? Is it not a place of Shabbos by extending Shabbos?
Do you mean by Yule Yayma?
Both ways, by extending the Shabbos, Tavinus Shabbos.
So Tavinus Shabbos really only means to be. You mekayim the mitzvah of Tavinus Shabbos just having a small amount, right? You don't say that Tavinus Shabbos, a person should wait till midnight to make Havdalah. There's a gvul. Tavinus Shabbos doesn't mean a person should keep on going.
That's what I'm asking. Is there an inyan to be mitzvah of Tavinus Shabbos or not?
I don't know exactly what the shir of Tavinus Shabbos is, but clearly there's a gvul to when Tavinus. Even if you came home at 12 o'clock at night, you could still be faced with this dilemma. I mean, this dilemma is not dependent on how much time it is after Shabbos. It's the idea that there are two things in front of you, and which one of the two should you do first? Oh, so if I would do Havdalah first, see, listen, I have a list of things to accomplish here. Knock Havdalah off first. So no. You don't want to knock Havdalah off the list first, because that looks like, get rid of it right away. If you have a choice of two things to do, do Havdalah the second of the two, because that will display that, listen, I have two things to do, but I'd rather wait Havdalah till afterwards, because that will show that I want to, that's what it means. When you have a choice of two items or two mitzvahs to do, do Havdalah second.
So is this concept overriding Tadr?
One second. We're getting there. Very good. Very, very good. There is another makar for this. And that is, the Rashbam points out that we all know that when you have 2 days, well, not necessarily 2 days of Yontif, but when you have Leil Yontif falls out of Moitzei Shabbos, there is a process called Yak Nahaz, right? Everyone knows about Yak Nahaz, which is the acronym for Yayin, Kiddush, Havdalah,
Ner,
Havdalah, Zman, right? So what's the Seder? First comes Yayin,
Kiddush,
Ner, and then Ner and Havdalah, right? So which one comes first, Kiddush or Havdalah? Which one should come first?
Kiddush.
So the Gemara goes through, it's a whole Lamed, it's a big Cheshbon, which one? The Gemara, it's confusing because each one has Milos over the other from all the different parts of all the moving pieces of Yak Nahaz. But the Rashbam explains that the reason why we make Yayin and Kiddush before we make Ner and Havdalah is because the same idea. We're trying to delay. So there actually is a little bit of a conflict. You know, I guess you really have both worlds over there. I mean, you you make Yayin and Kiddush. Somehow you're already starting to show your eagerness for the Yontif, which is coming in first. And also the Rashbam says that you want to delay the departure of the Shabbos that you're leaving. And therefore, Havdalah comes after Kiddush. Correct. No, I'm saying, so Kiddush, the Kiddush element, the Yayin and Kiddush, which those two are the components of the Kiddush element, that will go before Havdalah, also because of Afuki and Machrin. That's another example of where we see Afuki and Machrin. Now, let's just see that not everybody agrees with the Trumas Hadeshen. The first Makar, and the Beis Yosef actually brings this briefly, is the Avod Ram, which already I want to just show that it's already a Machlekes, really in the Rishonim, which say there, again, the Trumas Hadeshen applied this concept of Afuki Yayim, and he said, therefore, you make Havdalah Matzah Shabbos Chanukah second. Not because Ner Chanukah should come first. The idea is that Havdalah should be second. That's the idea. Now, look at the Avod Ram. I apologize this week. Those little dots at the end of the Ma'amar Kremis didn't come out of the printing for some reason, but at least we know where to start. So it says over here in the Avod Ram, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 lines in. You see the hand of B'moitzoi, one line in the Avod Ram. B'moitzoi Shabbos. B'moitzoi Shabbos. B'moitzoi Shabbos Chanukah. Madlikin Oysa. After you mavdil al hakoyis, that is when you make havdalah, make hadlakas ner chanukah. So you see clearly, he says he doesn't explain it. He's going through the Avod Ram, goes through the seder. The seder a lot, and he goes through just like the seder of how to do things. He doesn't necessarily always explain it. So he just says that you make havdalah first, and only afterwards do you make hadlakas ner chanukah. Which I believe is v'yitim l'cha. Right? From v'yitim l'cha, right? So I don't know why he calls Yiftach Hashem L'cha. I don't know if that was the opening. What? No, I understand. But the first thing you say is V'yitim L'cha. I don't know why he calls it that. Anyways, but that's the other opinion is Avod Ram. And let's see in Shulchan Aruch already. Let's turn to the facing pages, the Shulchan Aruch, where it says in the Mechaber, like the Trumas Hadeshen, Madlikin Erchanukah B'Beis HaKnesses, Kodim Avdol. Let's remember for a second that the Trumas Hadeshen was still addressing the question of Shul. We didn't even get home yet because, again, in those days, everything was done first in Shul. Both Kiddush and Havdalah, and their Chanukah, that we still have in Beis HaKnesses. That's the minig which we have even Bizman HaZeh. We're Madlik Beis HaKnesses. Now, says that the Rama, Hagor, V'kol Shekein B'Beisai, and certainly in one's home, one should be Madlik Ner Chanukah first. Why? She Madlik V'Achakach Madlik, first he should be Madlik Ner Chanukah. Why? Shaharei kvar hevdilu bebeis hakneses. Because you already made havdalah in shul. What's the Rambam trying to say? Again, Mechaber says, what do you do first? First havdalkas ner Chanukah and then havdalah. Why? Because you're trying to delay the havdalah. So says the Rambam, certainly when you come home, you should meet Malik ner Chanukah first and then make havdalah. Why? Because you made havdalah in shul. So first of all, if you heard havdalah in shul and you were yaitza with that havdalah, so then you basically, you missed the point. Because what you're saying is, I have havdalah from shul, and I'm doing ner Chanukah in my house. So that means you're doing it the wrong way. You're not doing it the right way. And if you were not yaitza havdalah in shul, so then what does it help that you were mavdil in beis hakneses? The Ramah is very difficult to understand. Mishpur brings from the Prima Gadim that he holds that there's some sort of mistake even in the gears of the Ramah. Okay, but let's put it on hold for a second. The Machaber, let's say he says Kolshkin. Let's say you don't have the Kolshkin, but you certainly see that the opinion of the Ramah is in agreement with the Shulchan Aruch that the Seder will remain that Hadlokas Ner Chanukah comes before Beis HaKnesses. Before Avdol. That is the opinion of the Machaber and the Ramah. Now, let's see the Taz. It says the Taz on the side of your Yosef Katan Aleph Madlik in Ner Chanukah. The Beis Yosef Hevi Zeh brings this Halacha B'Shem Trumas Hadesha and Simon Samach, which we saw inside. The Achach Hevi B'Shem Harav David Avodram, which we saw as well. Sheyesh Shemadlikin Oysam Achash Yavdol Akay. Some are Malik Ner Chanukah after Havdol Lukan. And over here, Pasach B'Shulchan Aruch Ketubas Hadeshin. B'Tubas Hadeshin Kosav Varov Achash Shenitzib Ben Hagel. B'Tubas Hadeshin says that he holds that the Halacha, especially since that's what he found in the Maril, who the Maril was like the big authority on what the minig was. The Oysik Kane Kedei La'achurei Ba'afuka Yemid Shabbat in order to delay the leaving of Shabbos. Now the interesting thing. The Taz brings Vani Shamati Sharab Maral Miprag. Who disagrees with the Trumas Hadeshin and the Shulchan Aruch? The Maral Miprag. Not always do we find the halacha what the Maral held. But also halacha lemaisa kedas shnia. He holds like the other opinion. Lahavdul koyin to make havdalah first. V'chein kosav huzal b'sefer ner mitzvah, which is that's the sefer the Maral wrote on Chanukah. He writes that you should make havdalah first. Now here comes the big point of the Taz. V'nasati es libi. I'm going to set the record straight. I'm going to set out all the opinions and what makes sense and what does not. Zok the Taz. V'zeh asher halasi b'siyata d'shmaya. This is what I hold. The shape yesh lemevad kein olahakdim havdolah l'ner Chanukah. Again, the Shulchan Aruch says, do ner Chanukah first. I hold like the Maral. You should be mavdil first before ner Chanukah. Why? Number one, Pesach. The Isa b'mishnah, peperikol atodir m'sech tezvachim, it says, Tadir koydim l'sheina tadir. The famous klal, anyone who ever opened the Gemara knows that. There's a klal, all shas, tadir v'sheina tadir. Tadir koydim, yolfla, flowing out of a pasuk that says, in Bamidbar, mikro d'chsiv, asher loy la'sa tamid, which the Gemara learns out that the tamid shal shachar always comes before the carbon musaf. What?
Allah hashem.
Allah hashem shows that tadir v'sheina tadir? What? That's the last. I'm talking about the precedence in the beginning of the day. Which one comes first? When you have a Shabbos and Yontif for Rosh Chodesh, you have a carbon tamid, and then you have a Musaf, you add another carbon, a carbon of Rosh Chodesh or Shabbos. The everyday carbon comes first. Asher lo ilas ha-tamid. The Gemara learns out that the first one, the steady one that which is brought every day, that comes first. So which one is Tadir, Havdalah or Ner Chanukah? Havdalah. Pretty simple logic, pretty simple reasoning. A klal which you find in all Shas. Oh, what are you going to tell me? One second. I understand this Tadir, but there's also a consideration of the Gemara that we saw about Fukayem. So let's weigh it out, right? Which one is the heavyweight of the two? Right? You have on one hand Tadir Vashain, the Tadir tells you make Havdalah first. But clearly there is a concept of the Gemara, Afukayem, which says that Havdalah should be pushed off. You see, it pushed off Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita, it definitely bears some weight as well. And the Taz is gonna get to that in a minute. Vizeh Bar. And this is clear. The chol midi she'ein lano haychacha berura min ha'talmud lidchais ha'tadir. Anything which you don't have a clear raya from the Gemara to push away the idea of tadir mishum ezetam amrin olei lav kol avtis dimino l'chol lister ha'klal. If you don't see in the Gemara itself to push away the klal of tadir, we'll always stick to tadir. That is like a rule which is powerful across all of Shas and Shulchan Aruch, and we always try to stick with that. And therefore, stick with Havdalah first. Havdalah is Tadir, Havdalah goes first. That's number one. Now, Let's see the next Gemara. Where,
if you think about it, it sounds like it's a daraisa where to leave on Shabbos is like a nice thing to do.
He's saying that just tadir is wherever you don't see something clearly again. The Gemara of leaving Shabbos was not vis-a-vis the idea of tadir. That wasn't the question over there. It was a question of chaviv mitzvah b'shaita. But he's saying tadir is so powerful. Unless the Gemara tells you openly to go against the klal of tadir, you always stick with tadir. But let's see the next Gemara where he brings it out even stronger. Again. Let's see. It's the Gemara Brachas Daf Nun Alef Amud Aleph. And this is the famous Machlokes B'Shamay and B'Silo. When we make Kiddush Friday night, do you make first the bracha on Yayin or do you make the bracha on Kiddush? We all know that Allah is like Beis Hillel, that first you make Yayin, Nemashishi, Hagafen, and then the bracha of Kiddush. Why Yayin first? Let's see what the Gemara says. Tan Rabbanan, Nun Alephim and Bezim brachas. Tan Rabbanan, right after the Mishnah. Mevarech ala Yayin, you make a bracha on Yayin first. Why? Shahayoim Goyrim Liyayin Sheyavoy. Ukvar kiddush hayoyim va'adayin yayin loy ba. I'm sorry, I skipped the line of it, right? I knew something was wrong with you. Tana Avon, Varm Shemim Beishamay Beisilo. Something wasn't coming together. Varm Shemim Beishamay Beisilo. Besuda. These are a number of things that the Gemara lists by a Suda where there's a machlekes Beishamay Beisilo. Beishamay Oimrim Mevarech al hayoyim. First, you make a bracha al hayoyim. Not the way we do. We pass them always like Beisilo, of course. V'achakach Mevarech al hayoyim. Why? Shahayoyim goyim liyayin shiyovim v'kvar kiddush hayoyim v'adayin yayin lebo. What that means is that, why are you making kiddush? Because it's Shabbos, not because you want to drink wine. So Shabbos is the important part of here. Now, part of what? The way you make kiddush is with wine. Okay, so we'll make the bracha on wine, but what's causing the whole kiddush to take place is the kiddush of it. So you make kiddush first. Basically, let me know. Mavarech ala yayin v'achakach mavarech ala yayin. Why? Shahayayin goyim l'kiddusha. Shetayomim. Meaning that what? Because if you wouldn't have wine, you couldn't make kiddush, right? If you don't have wine, there's no kiddush. So he said, "Mamele yayin comes first." We're gonna get to another reason in a section. Shetiyom. Dover acher. Another important reason. Birchas hayayin tadira. Birchas hayayin is tadir. Birchas hayayin ena tadira. Tadavishena tadir kaidem. So this invokes the cloud that we just saw a moment ago. Halacha kedivrei Beis Hillel. So you make what first the bracha on yayin and then on kiddush. Zoktataz, we'll see it in a moment. One second. We saw in the Trumas Hadeshah, we saw everywhere that the two concepts are tied together. Afuka yam macharinon and iyula yam makdiminon to bring Shabbos in as soon as possible. Make kiddush before you count Sfira. Why? First thing, bottom line, get kiddush in the door because we want to show we're eager for Shabbos to come. So if that's the consideration, what should we do first? Yayin or kiddush? Should be kiddush first. But that's the Gemara. No. Why? Tadav she'ene tadir, tadir kaidim. So says the Taz, not only am I just bringing you that the Gemara says there is a klal of tadav she'ene tadir. You see that even when it's set up vis-a-vis the concept of being Mekal Shabbos or getting into Shabbos or not leaving Shabbos, tadir trumps that too. So what should be the halacha here? Certainly when it comes to Maitzai Shabbos of Hanukkah, you should make Havdalah first. Tadav she'ene tadir. I afuka yayim makrin. Try to delay the Havdalah. But clearly the Gemara showed us that Tadav she'ene tadir is more important than that idea.
Why is yayin a tadir?
What? Because you can make it. You drink wine all week. And again, it's true that wine is not built. Right. You don't have to. There's no say that varm. Some Mr. Rosenberg may disagree with that. But yayin is that?
Wine is every day.
See, I told you he's going to disagree with that. It could be what he's saying is he's saying it in a different akud over here. It definitely comes up more frequently than kiddush. Why? Because every time you make kiddush, you have yayin. Plus, there are other occasions where you have yayin. Is it built into the calendar? No, it's not built into the calendar. But lamaisa every simcha, he doesn't mean just to make a l'chaim because a person is in the mood of drinking a glass of wine. Even the mitzvah of to drink wine comes up throughout the year. There are different occasions which... You want to say that... And that's not kiddush. So you have yayin then with it. No, because if that would be kiddush, you wouldn't be accomplishing anything. Correct. It's a
big question. It's to a mitzvah, though. I mean,
it's a good question. It's a good question. It says something about
what... If I want to make kiddush on lechem, I could do it also.
So, lechem would also trump for the same reason, because it's tadim. Let's say you would be eating, Let's say you would be making Kiddush on Lechem. Let's say the person had no wine. So he also, if you look in your Siddur, most Siddurim have printed even the Bracha LaPas. It also comes before Kiddush. Why? For the very same reason. Because it's also Tadir. You have Pas when Shabbos comes, and you have Pas throughout the week on different occasions. So again, it's Tadir. You bring up a valid point in terms of how you define the concept of Tadir. Correct.
For instance, Tadir, I think the Matar Fire brings, when you say Shredish and Kiddush Elul.
And the Yom. Now, the Yom comes first because of Tadir, right?
You
talking about L'davar Hashem,
Mayuri? You say first. You should say L'davar Hashem first because we count the...
You say it more times. But you say the frequency
times.
Of Baruch Hinafshi comes at intervals.
Right. So the halach is not that way. That's not what Tadir doesn't mean in numerically how many times you say it. It means in the concept of a year...
It keeps on coming up.
Does it come on often, or does it come on once in a while?
You're saying that L'davar Hashem Ha'ari only comes up once a year. It comes up once a year for 40 days.
Times, right.
Or whatever, it's almost
right.
50 days, right?
The
more.
As the friend says, you say the Chedesh first.
Okay, okay.
It's not
but that either way, that would still stick with what the Gemara is saying.
Yeah,
because a person makes Hamaiti, or in the Gemara is talking about Yain, a person makes Birchas Hagafen throughout the week, throughout the month, not only on Shabbos by Kiddush.
You
never make Kiddush on Tuesday, and you make Kiddush on Yontif, it's true, but then you make Yain too. You don't make Kiddush, you can't just voluntarily make Kiddush at some other time.
Any Dosh Dusha
comes with Yain.
Correct.
Okay, and so he said also that Mr. Rosenberg as well said mentioned that it doesn't mean necessarily a voluntary on Tuesday morning he wants to drink a glass of wine. It means that it comes with a mitzvah. There are things that take place, bris, a pidyon haben, chasana, where you take out wine, should be a kind of mitzvah. So again, the argument of the Taz is, and let's look by the second hand now in the Taz, which is a number of lines into where the lines are wide again. Al ze amino lecha. The Taz says, the Eino came. Tchilo navi raya mehach de elu dvarim. The perik el dvarim brachas lehepech. The ha al karchach lebe silo. The svira lehu de mevarach al yayin tchilo. Svira le, he certainly holds the tadir doisa malas iyula yayma. You see that he holds the tadir overrides iyula yayma. The kain, the hacha bechanaka, tidcha mailas tadir es mailas achura yayma. Why? Because they go hand in hand. He says, kolshke, he holds it's a kolshke. The Bekamet Vorm have a Tzvei Isser Shabbos bi'iyula yayma me'afuka yayma. He holds it's even more of a reason to say it at the end of Shabbos, but at least they're equal. They go hand in hand. That if you see that Tadir trumps iyula yayma, it would also trump afuka yayma. Now, let's turn to... One second. We could see either one first. We could see... Let's first remind me, please, to come back, because he brings one more Rai, which actually I don't have printed here in the Taz. And then we'll get back to the bottom, because the bottom raya is really the blowout raya, where he totally, the Taz, and she excuse my expression, but he blows it. He says, forget about all the rayas, this doesn't make any sense, and he really just lets it all loose against the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch. But let's first see the raya that he brings from Taisis, which is also very interesting, because it's going to come up now on Shabbos Chanukah. This year Shabbos Chanukah, actually, because this year Shabbos Chanukah is Rosh Chodesh. So there's a very interesting Taisus over here on Daf Gimel Amud Beis in Shabbos, and the Gemara actually is discussing which one comes first, Ner Chanukah or Kiddush, but Taisus goes on a tangent, but he takes it into a different discussion. Near L'Rajba, he says, the following halacha, K'shechal Rosh Chodesh Teves, Liyos B'Shabbos. There are more booklets here if you want a booklet. K'shechal Rosh Chodesh Teves, Liyos B'Shabbos. What happens, like this year, when Rosh Chodesh is going to be on Shabbos, you have Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah. Sheyesh lahaftir b'neiros d'schayim. So which haftarah should you read? Should you read the haftarah of Chanukah or the haftarah of Rosh Chodesh? So Tosis, you read the haftarah of Shabbos Chanukah. Why? Mishum Pirsum Enisa. There's an inyan of Pirsum Enisa, and therefore Chanukah takes precedence. V'loi b'ashamayim kisi, which is the haftarah of Sheyaftarah Rosh Chodesh. Now, he says, not only that, v'oid, kivon shaham maftir kare b'shel Chanukah. Since the last aliyah that you're going to read is going to be Chanukah, Yeshua Haftar, Me'inyan Shekara. We know that you always read the Haftarah, Me'inyan of what you just left off at the end of the Kriya. Which Kriya comes first, comes last? Chanukah comes last. Hey, 1 second. But why does the Kriya of Chanukah come last? Haftasis. Umash Magdim and Likra Shosh Chaydish Mishum. 1 second. Who says? Maybe read Parashas Miketz, then Chanukah, then Rosh Chaydish. Why is Rosh Chaydish and the Kriya Satayra coming first? I'll tell you why. Mishum the Kriya Satayra, Kimu the Matzi Lemevad Tarvayu. Tadir upersume nisa. Now you're going to learn both things, right? You're going to learn Rosh Chodesh from Parshas Pinchas. You're going to learn Chanukah from Parshas Nasei. The question is just which one to do first. So he says, listen, what's the inyan of reading Parshas Chanukah? Pesukim Nisan. You have to lay in the inyan of Chanukah because of Pesukim Nisan. Now, you're going to lay in it at some point anyways. So since Rish Chodesh is Tadir, Kiva Demati Lameva Tarvayu, Tadir U Pesukim Nisan, Avdinan Tarvayu. Therefore, you'll do both. V'Tadir Kaidah. So I can have my cake and eat it too. Meaning, I have to be Mekayim Pesukim Nisan of the laning of Chanukah. Now I have to learn Rish Chodesh also. But should I learn Rish Chodesh first or second? He says, well, Tadim Shein Tadim Kaidim. What do I gain by learning Chanukah first? Here, I'm going to get to the Chanukah regardless. Right? I'll make it to the Chanukah at the end. And there's no reason for Chanukah Dafka to be first. Rish Chodesh has a reason to be first because it's Tadim. So you'll have both. So do Rish Chodesh first and then Chanukah. And since Chanukah is going to be last, going back to the first point of Taisus, the Haftarah will reflect the last learning, which is the Indian of Chanukah. Aval hecha de loy efshel lameva tarvayu persume nisa. If Enochanami says if it wouldn't be possible to do both, then Enochanami Chanukah would come first because persume nisa. The same way he says that Chanukah comes before Kiddush. Va'oid says Taisus. Another reason why lane Rish Chodesh first. The bekriyas hatayra ain't kol kach persume nisa. She'ena maske baneres. He says even though you're telling me that persume nisa is a big inyan and maybe persume nisa should come first. There's not so much Pesukim Nisa by Kriyas HaTorah. The real Pesukim Nisa is when you light Neris Chanukah. The Kriya of Chanukah, it's a little Pesukim Nisa, but not as much as Neris again, because he said before, the Gemara says that Neris come before a person only has enough money to buy either Neris Chanukah or wine for Kiddush. He buys Neris Chanukah, because Pesukim Nisa is more than Kiddush. So what about over here? Pesukim Nisa, Neris, you should lay Chanukah first. He's saying, no, you don't lay Chanukah first, because the Pesukim Nisa is Nishtazai. It's not the same thing as Neris Chanukah. Okay. The reason why they delayed Rish Chodesh first is in order because they wanted to read the Haftarah of Zechariah, so they deliberately pushed off Chanukah to second in order to make sure you lay the Haftarah of Chanukah. Now, says the Taz, one second, what do you see from here? That wherever you can have the idea of Tadir, and at the same time still have Pesukim Nisa of Chanukah, what do you do? You do the Tadir first, and then Chanukah. I presume Nisa's. Presuming Nisa is so important, Taisus was saying. Why don't we read Chanukah before reading Rish Chodesh? No, Taisus, you're right. Taisus the first. Presuming Nisa is very important, but Tadir is more important. Isn't that what Taisus is saying? The question Taisus was trying to point out is, you find that by Kiddush and Chanukah, which one should you do? You should rather buy Neris Chanukah and don't buy wine for Kiddush. Why? Because Pesukim Nisa is important. In fact, Taisus, if Pesukim Nisa always takes precedence, why don't we lane the Kriya of Chanukah before the Kriya of Rish Chodesh? This is, you're right. But since Tadir V'Sheinu Tadir, and at the end of the day, you will get to the laning of, it won't be first. It won't have that hush of a position of being first, but you're going to get it. So we say Tadir comes first. So the same would hold true as like the Taz over here by Abdullah. Tadir V'Sheinu Tadir be Mavdil first, and what's going to happen after you'll get to Havdol? You'll get to Neres Chanukah in a minute. Okay, you'll get to the Pesukim Nisa. That's what it would appear like from Taisus. And this is another riot from the Taz. Now turn back to the Taz for one more minute to see this is an all-out war on the Shulchan Aruch. Look what he says on the very bottom of here. Kozek Kasavti.
Taisus is saying because it's Efshel Aser Travai.
Okay.
Right? But in the case of that we're talking about, you're being Doicha Afukiyena.
You're saying that you're
going
to lose.
Echelasis,
so l'chayra, I would say that this kasha is only based on his previous kasha. Once he already pointed out that tadir is greater than afuka yoima, right? That was the first raya that he brought. Based on that, he's like, it's almost like these are like building blocks over here. He's building it's a progression in his kasha. Once I proved to you that tadir is more than afuka yoima, so then certainly not only is it more than afuka yoima, I have a raya that by Ner Chanukah itself, we should do this first. Why? You see, Taisus says, by the inyan of Pesukim Nisa of Chanukah, Tadir is more than Pesukim Nisa. Or maybe he just means to point out that, one second, maybe Lamaisa, I brought a raya that it's better than Afukayema, but Lamaisa, there's also a concept of Pesukim Nisa. Maybe that's another, or maybe at least the two of them together should bring Ner Chanukah first. So he says, no, I have a raya from Taisus that again, Tadir trumps Pesukim Nisa as well. Now, let's just see the Taz says so himself. He knows that this is the most important question of all, at the bottom. the hand five lines before the bottom of the page. Calls it Kosavti L'Rav Tlemilsa. All my rais that I bring you, I'm in the Gemara over here, and the Tosfos, it's all fantastic kashas on the Shulchan Aruch. But it's all L'Rav Tlemilsa. It's all superfluous. It's not even necessary to bring in these all these makaris to ask a question. All that is, if you have a mile of Afuka Yoma, which the Tumas Sedeshin is claiming, so he's trying to offer a rebuttal. Oh, you have Afuka Yoma, but I have Tadir, I have this, I have that. Trying to explain why we should go against him. He says it's irrelevant. Why? He's saying the whole Tumas Sedeshin is one big mistake. There's no mile of Afuka Yoma. Why? The Hare ain't Shaykh Loimer Khan. What are we saying? I'm going to make Havdalah second because we want to show that Shabbos is not a Masui. I'm going to hold it off until after Ner Chanukah to show it's still Shabbos now. I'm going to hold on to Kedusha Shabbos and we're going to wait till Havdalah. Make Havdalah second. How do you light Ner Chanukah?
I'm doing it.
Take a match. Strike a match. You might look nervous. Shabbos, you're waiting, you're holding off Shabbos till later. You're striking a match. You're lighting neirs. That's how you display your chavivus for Shabbos, delaying Havdalah until after this. There's no greater statement that Shabbos is over than taking a match and striking it and lighting the Ner Chanukah. Forget about all the riots. He's saying there's no afuka yema machrina. Right, the Arei ain't shayach loy makan shaloy Shabbos masov. Shaharik shabavarech lahavdik Ner Chanukah. There's no greater display that Shabbos is over than striking a match and lighting lahadlik neshal Chanukah. The heich toima shiadayim mekdusha Shabbos. Hashem came b'yayim v'yoyim. When you have a question of should you make the bracha of yayim first or the yoyim of kiddush first? Shabbos shali is kedusha Shabbos. Kedushas yontiv gam b'Shabbos. Ve'ein zeh soyslo zeh. That's he's talking about yaknaz. V'gam yaknaz ein kedushas yontiv shemekadosh soyslo zeh. There it's not a stira. The f shali is kedusha shneim alav. He says that's it. That kasha is closed book. Once he asks that kasha, he says the whole hanocha of the Tumas Sedeshin doesn't even begin. No. What?
Yeah.
What does the Gemara use? The Gemara used Havdol weir. Wasn't a question of Dumalacha. The question was Birchas Hamazon. Or the question was with Kiddush, there was nothing which was a contradiction. And he says, even when you have Yak Nahaz, again, we point out the Rashbam says, by Yak Nahaz, so again, you're leading from a Shabbos into a Yontif. So what do? You first make Yain and Kiddush, and only afterwards Havdalah. Why do you make Havdalah second? Because you want to delay the leaving of Shabbos. By 1 second, if I made Yain and Kiddush, shows what's the Kiddush for? For the incoming Yontif. So I'm saying it's going to be Yontif, but it's not. But I'm trying to delay the departure of Shabbos, but if it's already Yontif, it's not Shabbos. The Taz says, no, there's no steer. You can have the Kedusha of Shabbos and Yontif together. That's not considered a contradiction. I'm going to make Kiddush first. I'm going to make Kiddush, which is the Kiddush of the incoming day of Yontif, and only afterwards I'll make Havdalah of the departing Shabbos. Fine. You'll have Kedusha Shabbos and Yontif together. It's not a steer. But to say that I have Kedusha Shabbos while I'm Madlik Ner Chanukah, there's no greater steer. He says, no question, halacha should be according to Dr. Taz, that first you got to make Havdalah. That's the Taz's opinion. And this is the famous Shitas HaTaz, the Mishnah Berurah brings it as well. This is his right. Now, who disagrees with the Taz? I said earlier, the Elia Rabbah, we'll just see quickly, finish off over here. The Elia Rabbah is the one, he really takes it piece by piece and refutes every point of the Taz. I don't know if we'll go through all of them, but two main ideas over here. Look at the Elia Rabbah, Simon Tov Reish Pei Aleph, which is the halacha, this halacha of Eim Avdil Ner Mechanak Matzah Shabbos, is the halacha of the of Menorah Matzah Shabbos, of Ner Chanukah Matzah Shabbos. It's in Sif Katan Aleph in the Elia Rabbah, which is the bottom part of the Levush, is Elia Rabbah. Look at the second column. V'hine hataz. Herech ma'oid. Told you it's very long. V'tam chadash l'haktim avdol. No reason. What's that? Tadav v'shein etadav. Midikos v'toysis, but he says he brings a rai from Toysis. Perek ba'mem adlikin. We saw it inside. Zel l'shoyna ma'asha ma'agdim and likris b'shar v'shchoydish b'shar Chanukah. Why do we learn v'shchoydish first as coming Shabbos? Mishom. The be'kriyas ha'tayra ma'atzi l'meva tarvayu. Since you can do both, you'll lay in Rosh Chodesh and accomplish Tadir, and afterwards you'll have Tadir, and then afterwards you'll have Pirsa Manais. Adkan, that's what Tesis says. And Cain said the Taz, who adin linyin er Chanukah v'abdolo, yishlon raya berura, lahaktim ha-Tadir, kivon de'ef shal kaim shlem, adkan l'shoyim. Frek de'el yirampa, v'tmihani olo, shaharei Tesis shom kosvo oy beis tirutzim. Tesis said three reasons why you lay in Rosh Chodesh first. The first reason was because of that, because of Tadir. Aleph, Taisa said, the Bekriyas HaTorah, and it compares to my legs. Taisus says, whoa, whoa, one second. It could be the reason why, again, what was bothering Taisus? Why Taisus feel that it was necessary to lay in why should Hanukkah be first? Is there any reason why Hanukkah should be first? He says, yes, Pirsumei Nisa. But Taisus says afterwards, Kriya Satayra, it is Pirsumei Nisa to lay in the Kriya on Hanukkah about Hanukkah Samizbech. But it's not the same Pirsumanes as the actual mitzvah of Ner Hanukkah. And maybe for that, Tadi comes first. So Taisus himself already acknowledged that in one of the other Terutzim. If that's the case, you want to know why we don't apply this to Ner Hanukkah? Because Ner Hanukkah is the epitome of Pirsumei Nisa. And maybe that Pirsumei Nisa, because I'm about to make Havdalah. If you didn't make Havdalah, you didn't make Havdalah. This is going to come back to Hanukkah and Tanu. So look what the Eliyahu Rambam says. Elamai. That's not the way it works. It doesn't mean that you're not allowed to do malacha before you made the bracha of Avdolah. V'gam le'agin l'hadab tamid neirs. He says the Minigos people always lit many neirs. I guess you have to realize that today we have lights. Comes after Shabbos. There's no one's desperate to strike a match or turn on any lights. The lights are on all Shabbos, so it's on the clock. There, it was getting progressively darker as the day came to an end and it was pitch black and everyone was plotting. When is Shabbos going to end? I can turn on the light. I can strike a match again and turn back on the lamps and fuel. What he means is, I think he's acknowledging what Aaron Gertz, what you said. It's not Shabbos anymore. You said Atachin Antonu. If you forgot to say Atachin Antonu, you said Baruch HaMalach Mekodesh L'chol. You're allowed to do Malach. And that's why you can strike the match before you make Avdolah. If it's dark in the house, or the Ner that you're lighting for Bari Ma'arish, you're permitted to do Malach. Of course you can do Malach. Right? Because you already said Atachin Antonu, or you said Baruch HaMavzal. You're permitted to do Malacha before you make Havdalah Alakais. So one second. So if that's the case, what are we saying? Delay Havdalah Afukiyev Macharin. What are you delaying? It's over already. I said Baruch HaMavzal, Shabbos is over. He says no. Elevadai mikol mokam yesh adayin reyach kedushas nishmas Shabbos ad Havdalah Alakais. This is a little nishmas Shabbos. The Inyan of Afukiyev doesn't mean, oh, I'm trying to delay the actual Shabbos, and I'm not permitted to do Malach until that point. Oh, and if I would light Ner Chanukah, that's a contradiction. No, it's not a contradiction. There's still Kedusha Shabbos, still Havdalah place. Yes, you could do Malach already. And you can make Bayer and Mariah Asia already before you make Havdalah. But there's still Kedusha Shabbos until Havdalah place. That's Afukiyah Macharinon, and that's why you could light Ner Chanukah before, and it's not a contradiction to Afukiyah. The same way, no, every Matzah Shabbos is not a contradiction. Yeah, that's really the end of this point over here. Yezuta was like, "Havesi daiti lahavto babayis kaidem to make havdalah first." Meshum shavisi tmiyas ner mitzvah matamayishu ner mitzvah zemaral. Come loy nahakti baatzmikach loy kasafti elosh einlim kas bi'anayikim. See, he holds, I believe, like the Shulchan Aruch, the Eliyahu Rabbah, that you should make ner Chanukah first. Ati yashavti. I know what Teslamet is supposed to stand for. Hakayel lochin avimer anish ein l'shanis klal minig afilu b'vayis, which I believe that he holds that the minig is to make Ner Chanukah first. Ner Chanukah first. Yeah. Now let's see. What does the Mishnah Berurah say? What does the Mishnah Berurah say? Look at the Mishnah Berurah. Tafresh piyal sifkat and beis kaidem havdola. The Shulchan Aruch said you should light Ner Chanukah before havdola. After mitzvah havdola to dino, even though mitzvah havdola is tadir. If we can delay Afuka Yema, Odif Tvei, the Gam Bahad Blocko Yesh Pirsumei Nisa, which is the point that Eliyahu Rabbah was making. There is Pirsumei Nisa by Havlokas Ner Chanukah. And we want to hop that around as well, right away. What does he mean to say? And you just have to make sure to make Atachin Antonu in order to be Madlik Ner Chanukah. But you don't lose out the idea of Afukei Yema. V'achach Yadlik, v'achach Emir Bit, v'lucho v'achach Mavdil. Now, one more piece. The Kol Shkei V'beisei, Sharei Kvar Hivdei. Rotzoloi Mar, u'kvar Shoma Havdolo. But Zokta Mishnah Berurah, Dvar Mugam Gomen. The Holoi Neskava Lotzis V'Havdolo. What do you mean you heard Havdolo? If you heard Havdolo, then there's no question anymore. You don't remain in a quandary, should I make Havdolo first or should I do Ner Chanukah first? There is no Havdolo. You heard Havdolo already. If you really indeed were Mechavan to be Yotze in Beis HaKnesses. See, he holds there's a problem here with this Rambam. But that, the Taz va'oid kama achreinim sha'ayinim mishitase pligi al ikar dine shal mechaba v'rama the sphere olay the mitzvahs havdala kaidemus and erchanaka mishum dihi tadira. That's the opinion of the Taz. Va'ayim bebir ha'alacha shehivanu diyesh bezad deyo yisbein harishayinim va'alkei v'beis ha'knesses in l'shanas ha'minik shenogu b'yisrael l'hadik mikayim. That's the minik Yisrael. And don't change it. V'achach lahavdim. U'bebayis the Ovid Kamar Ovid or the Ovid Kamar Ovid. This is the famous conclusion of the Mishnah Berurah, the Ovid Kamar Ovid or the Ovid Kamar Ovid. Now, what I believe the Mishnah Berurah holds is that really you should light Ner Hanukkah first. How do I know that? Because he says, in the Beis HaKnesses says, don't change it. This, why? Because obviously that's really the way to do it. The way to do it is that, Bebeisai, despite the fact I held that that was the proper way to do it, Lamai said, Ovid Kamar Ovid, Ovid Kamar Ovid. You want to know which way he really held was most lechatchila? I believe he's trying to, he held that the Shulchan Aruch, just to say that the way he sets it up, he holds that the Shulchan Aruch was the Ikar Adin. But he brings up behind the Bi'ar Halach, he brings that, is he really, this draws back to a big machlekes for Shein, which one comes first? And he brings it at the very end, if you look at just at the last line of the Bi'ar Halach, he writes, V'gam B'prim Megad M'kosav, De'ein Ligar Al Shum Odom, Ki Yesh Lo'i Al Mi L'smeich. Right, some things people get a little tzehitz about, and they yell at people who have a different minute. He says, this, don't get upset about it. Everyone, whichever minute you have, there's a good makar for it. But again, what did he hold you should do? He held, if a person has to choose, a person is a Baal Tshuva, or they don't know, so they're starting from fresh, or they don't remember, they don't have a real minute, they don't remember what their parents did. They have to choose. If you want to follow the Mishnah Berurah, if you're a Mishnah Berurah Yid, it seems to me that he held that Ner Hanukkah would come first. But the Maisa, there are two Menhagim, two clear Menhagim in Klal Yisrael. I would say it's almost 50-50. You see, Mamish, people do like this, people do the other way. And the conclusion is the Ovid Kamar Ovid, the Ovid Kamar Ovid. Each one has a gross Yismach. It's not 100% clear. Again, the Rabbah brought rice against the Taz, but you can go back and forth. It's not 100% crystal clear. And therefore, these are the two Menhagim in Klal Yisrael. So you should have Ner Havdalah first, or Shah Havdalah, or Ner Chanukah first. Next week there's not going to be a shir because it's going to be Sunday morning of Chanukah. We'll be back in 2 weeks.